Hello and welcome to the brand new EFL at URN podcast. Over the next year, we're going to try and give you all the insight and action across all the 72 teams in the three divisions, Championship, League One, and League Two. This will mainly be run by me, myself, Harry Waring, and my partner, Luke Green. How are you, Luke, today?
I'm pretty well actually. I'm pretty confident for the season going ahead, and I just can't wait for it to get going, really.
Yeah, it should be a cracking season. Big teams in all three divisions, a lot of excitement and a lot of drama. So today we're going to be talking about our predictions. So we'll run through each league, what we think the table is going to end up looking at the end of the season. And we'll also try and focus on some key signings and transfers that have happened. So if we jump right in and we look at League Two today, shall we start with looking at the relegation zone?
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. I'll take you through my 24th place, which is Colchester, mainly because every single other person is saying that they're probably going to finish rock bottom, as they used to produce like these really good young prospects, and they haven't really done that in quite a while. I don't really know a lot about Colchester, but I think last season they didn't do as well as they probably should have done, and this season it doesn't look like it's going to go well at all. So what's your 24th place, Harry?
I've gone for Harrogate Town. Again, really known a lot about them. They did well. Well, they did all right last season, but I feel like, they're not going to be able to compete with teams like, I don't know, Mansfield, Tranmere, teams at the top of the league who are bringing all
Yeah.
these money in signings like Salford as well. So I've gone for them at the bottom. Yeah.
They're my 23rd place. I think this is their
Yeah.
third season in
Yeah.
League Two now. I think obviously they're a small club comparatively to like the Stockports and Tranmere and Bradfords and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll probably struggle against them. Also, similar to Cheltenham, I think they've overperformed for the last couple of seasons. And towards the end of last season, they were like one of the worst teams in the league in the second half of the league, and they haven't really improved in the transfer window, I don't think.
No.
Whereas other teams have. I'm going to drag in another team here that could be number 23rd, which is Rochdale, because I know that they've
Yeah.
had some problems off the pitch
Yeah.
and on it with recruitment. They lost Morley in January, which really set them back, and their end of last season was really bad too. But they've got. Well, they made one really good signing, Ethan Ebanks-Lindell. I didn't think he was going to go to Rochdale, let's be honest, because I thought he was like League One quality, and he was probably one of our best, or Shrewsbury's best defenders last season, and I was quite surprised. So it is a coup for them, which might just save them.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think he's going to bring in some real leadership and control now into that
Yeah,
back
I mean, he was our
defence?
club captain, so I expect him to do well.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, so Rochdale or Harrogate there for 23rd. So for my 23rd place, I've gone for Carlisle. And this is mainly because I've been looking a lot on their transfers recently, and they've released a lot of players. And they've seemed to have gone very young. They've got a lot of promotions from their under 18s, but then some of their marquee signings, you've got Ryan Edmondson from Leeds under 23 teams. You've got Finn Back from Nottingham's under 23 team, and then another guy called Hilton from Fulham's under 21. And I just don't think there's enough experience in that team to help them maintain. Because if you look at other teams in the league, they've got there's a lot of teams who've got players who have played in Premier League, Championship, League One, but they're getting towards the end of their career. They can still play, but maybe the legs aren't there for them. But they're very smart and very clever. And I think going young in this league isn't the way to do it, because they need that experience throughout the seasons and as you do in a football game. So yeah, I'm gonna have to go for Carlisle.
I think they definitely are one of the favourites to go down, even though that I think a lot of Carlisle fans think that this season is going to be the start of an upward trend for them, bringing in all these new players and stuff, all these young, exciting prospects. And I think the manager they got in now is a lot better than the one that they started last season with, which is why they feel a bit more confident. But like you said, I'm not 100% sure that they're going to stay up.
Yeah. Right, so that's the relegation battles there. Should we move on? We'll move right up the table. We'll go up towards. Do you want to do playoffs or automatics first?
Good playoffs first, I think.
Do
Makes
playoffs.
most
So
sense.
you run it. There's four playoff positions. So if you run
Yep.
me through your four teams.
So in seventh, I've got Tranmere. Sixth, I've got Leyton Orient. Fifth, Salford. And fourth, Mansfield. I think that their four teams are probably aiming for promotion this season. I think with Tranmere, they've got a good manager in Mickey Mellon, and they've always been, well, last season they were really solid up until like the last quarter, and they've really rejuvenated their side now with young, impressive players. So I think they should do a bit better this season. Leyton Orient, I think they're another one of the bookies' favourites to get, well, at least get playoffs, because they've done really well since coming to the club after Kenny Jackett did not amazingly at the start of the season, and I think their additions this window has been pretty good, I think. Salford, they need to go up at some point. They've got enough money. They haven't signed bag loads of players this season, which I think will do them some good, keep them with some continuity. And surely Neville is going to get it right at some point. Yeah, the final playoff place for me has to be Mansfield. It was a tricky one between Stockport and Mansfield for the last one, fourth, because I don't know. I just think Mansfield, they've maintained their squad really well, and the only, I think they were the most informed team towards the end of last season. I think it was something like 72 points off 30 something games. Well, if you don't count the really bad start they had, where they were, it was nearly a Nottingham Forest story, really, because they were down there at the very start. But yeah, Nigel Clough. He's quite good, and he's brought in a lot of talent from Forest as well with his connections and stuff. So I think they'll have a very good squad this season.
There's one shock signing I remember from last year for Mansfield, and that was bringing Longstaff down from Newcastle on loan. And I
Yeah, that
think
was big.
that was a massive sign, and I think that's just what you get when you've got a good manager down in that league.
I think Nigel Clough is probably one of the better managers in League Two at the moment.
So run through my four. So in seventh, I've got Crawley. Sixth, I've got Salford. Fifth, I've got Gillingham. Fourth, I've got Doncaster. It's a bit of a big change to what you've got.
A bit different, yeah. I think that the teams coming down from League One will struggle a bit more in League Two this season, because I think League Two has got a lot better this season than it did last season as well. I think Gillingham are one of the favourites as well. Doncaster, I think Doncaster and Gillingham will probably finish to eighth, I think, around there.
I went for Doncaster in there because I've noticed they're quite active in the transfer window, signing a whole host of players, and they've had a big clear out. And last season, they've signed a couple of good players who they've managed to keep for this year. One that comes to mind is Rio Griffiths, who's the ex-Tottenham striker prospect. He went to Lyon and then he's somehow found his way at Doncaster. I've put Crawley in there. I think Crawley might just sneak in just because of Dom Telford. And that's pure. I think we've got new owners. A new bit of money. I think just purely Don Telford, if he has another good season, I don't see why Crawley
Yeah,
can't
well,
just.
then he couldn't single-handedly get Newport into the playoffs last season.
No, but it's a new team, fresh start, and
I
they might
was
be able
really
to.
surprised when he went there.
I was as well. Loads of League One teams who were all interested in it.
He scored
So,
30 odd goals last season or something, didn't he? So I would have thought he would have taken that move up. But I think he's just gone probably for money, I think.
It's a bit like the season before, Paul Mullin at Cambridge got 30 goals, ends up being bought, well, going down to Wrexham, and that has definitely been down to money, doesn't it? Who else have we got in there? Salford, as you said, they haven't done a load of signings, and you expect them to go up. The one signing that stands out for me is they've signed Watt for Bradford, who's a good 22-year-old midfielder from Bradford. So doing that, they've weakened one of their main rivals and strengthened their team. So that's good business all around for me.
So who have you put in third then?
In third, I have gone for Swindon.
Swindon.
I have gone for
Ooh.
Swindon. I thought last year they had season, getting to playoffs, then McCurdy on fire. But my only doubt with Swindon is they've lost the goalkeeper who's gone to Charlton. They've managed so far as I'm aware, they've managed to maintain McCurdy and a host of their players in their squad, and they're adding to it, getting Reece Devine, Man United.
Yeah, the only issue with that is that the manager's gone to Charlton and three of their best players have gone to Charlton, which is why I didn't think they'd get in. And apparently there's some rumour about them being in £1 million debt from an American bank or something, but I'm not too sure about that. I think that's just a bit of rumours, that is.
So the three players that gone to Charlton is the goalkeeper, Wallacott, Payne, and then their right back, Egbo. But they've signed Devine from United, who I think should do well in League Two.
Yeah,
Good
it should
young
do.
player. And then for us, I think they've got a guy from Middlesbrough, Sol Brin, young goalkeeper, but untested in the league. So that's why I'm a bit shaky.
Yeah, mostly two goalkeepers are a bit shaky though, to be fair.
So who have you got in third?
I have put in Stockport.
Stockport. I might
They
be on
are
Stockport.
meant to be, I think, the bookies' second or even first favourite to go up at the moment, I think. They've basically got a League One team on paper. I think they had a League One team on paper when they're in the National League. But they've done really well to get Akil Wright in from York City, who played really well in York City's promotion push last season. They've also brought in Kyle Wootton, who was an excellent poacher for Notts last season in the National League. And also Callum Camps has dropped down from Fleetwood, and he was like one of Fleetwood's best players last season. So yeah, their strong squad has got stronger.
Well, I think I would rather, I might have to make a change after listening to this. I didn't look at Stockport, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was surprising when I saw everybody else like saying they'll do well, because I thought, oh, promoted team, they'll just like maybe mid-table, but no.
Carl Wootton as well, that's a great acquisition. I saw him a few times down at County last season, and he just seemed to run every game that I watched.
I wouldn't have minded him at Shrewsbury, to be honest with you. I think,
I think he could definitely do the step up to League One.
yeah, definitely.
So, should we run through my second place then? I've gone for Mansfield.
Mansfield.
I have indeed. I know you spoke about them and put them in a fourth. I just think they've got a great setup there. Well, every year they're signing players, and there's some of them you're thinking, how have they managed to get them? Like
Long stuff.
Longstaff, Longstaff earlier. They have signed an MK Dons player, Hiram Boateng,
I
who
saw that, yeah.
I think he's quality. And a few days ago in a pre-season game, he scored a outside the box into the right, into the top left corner. I'm not saying he's going to be their answer, but he's a great signing. They've got their goalkeeper was on loan, but they've responded by signing Pim from Peterborough. I just think there's a lot going right there, and I think if they maintain that form they had after Christmas last season, I think they could really push on, and hopefully they'll do it.
Yeah, I think they've got a really good chance of going up next season.
And if they don't do it, they lost to the playoff final, didn't they? So I think
Yeah, everyone's failed 3-0.
we've just got to hope that that doesn't, get on the players' minds and put them down at the start of the season, having a slow start. But I think if they get past that, top of the table, top three for me. What
Yeah, we
about
can
you?
go see them too next year, can't we?
Yeah, we did. Actually, I went to the first leg of the playoff final, and they played very well. So it
Yeah,
wasn't too.
it's only 20 minutes down the road, isn't it, from Nottingham?
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
very good. Well, I've put
Well,
Northampton in second.
yeah.
I think that they were really hard done to last season. Especially was it Scunthorpe, it was Scunthorpe, wasn't it, that put out basically 11 academy players against Bristol Rovers.
It was.
It is. I really feel sorry for them, because Northampton have built themselves up for quite a while now to try and get into League One. Danny Hilton, the new striker, should no. Is he a striker? No, he might be a
Striker.
striker. Yeah,
Striker
he's
from Luton. Luton
yeah
legend.
dropped down from the Championship. Yeah, so I think he should really get some goals in League Two, because he has dropped down like two divisions, I think. So yeah, I don't think there's like any real like standout players, especially like in attack. I think they're just really solid, and like their squad unity should probably get them through to League One.
Yeah, they're good all round. And then another transfer for me that stands out is they've got Lee Burge from Sunderland, who was a couple of seasons ago starting for Sunderland in League One. And I think we're bringing him in and Hilton, you sort of added a bit more experience and security at the top end and in defence. So I think these are just they're just fine tuning at the moment on what they need to get them through and over the line up into League One. So we move on to top place, and I've gone for Northampton for me. Yeah. So as you've just said, I think they're going to be a class team next year, and I think they're going to be hard to beat. So if we move on to yours.
Did you put Bradford anywhere near promotion?
I've got them in eighth.
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 I put them in
I'm
first.
ah, fair
Let's
enough.
be honest, Mark Hughes should be nowhere near League Two. He's a
Yeah.
championship manager at, well, that's probably the standard at the moment. But he has built up quite a good team. They've got quite a few signings this transfer window.
Yeah.
Notably Harry Chapman, who, let's be honest, can rip it up in League Two if he wants to.
Yeah.
And I think Verdane Oliver from Gillingham is a real
Yeah.
coup for them. He like a couple of seasons ago, I thought he could like go up to the championship and play regularly in the championship because he's just a, in League One, he was probably one of the best target men in the division. Obviously, until last season when
Yeah.
Gillingham was woeful. Only slight issue is with Bradford is that they've brought in loads of players, like 15 signings this transfer window, I think. So they
Yeah.
might think hell, but they're a massive club for League Two, and I really think they will go up this season.
As you touched on there, so the reason I saw these signings that they're making, and another sign, for example, Jamie Walker from Hearts is another amazing signing. But I'm worried it's going to be a bit like Ipswich last season. You know, you bring all these new faces in, it takes time for them all to click and start playing together. And I think, as we saw in all the leagues this year, the teams that have a slow start, so like as Ipswich did, it's starting to cost now because of how many points teams are getting these seasons. It's ridiculous. So if you have a slow start and you say you only get 1 point at your first three games, those eight drop points might be the points that at the end of the season
You're playing
may
catch
cost
up
you.
for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
who would be your surprise for League Two this season? Surprise team.
My surprise team would be Crawley, I have to say. I know I've put them in at seventh to talk about them, but I think as a team like Bradford, for example, they'll probably finish seventh of Crawley. But it's the Dom Telford signing for me. If he really gets going, and I want to see what would happen.
My surprise would be Crewe, and not for any good reasons. I think they're going to struggle next season, I think. They were the
Yeah.
worst team that I've ever seen in League One. They've only really got worse. That squad is mainly what they have at the moment. They lost their manager at the end of last season too, who basically brought them from League Two all the way up to League One. And League One, bottom of League One, and like mid-table League Two, not really much of a difference. And they're signing, they don't excite me. And
Yeah.
I think that they could really struggle next season.
If you look at Crewe, one interesting point, and when they're at their peak, I think five of their starting 11 had come through their academy. And now you're seeing like Perry Ng, Charlie Kirk. You're seeing these players now move on and they've gone to Championship, got up, and you're seeing the real effects of what this has had on Crewe, and they've dropped into League Two. Right, so that's League Two. If we move on to League One now as we progress up the leagues. Do the same again and you talk us through your relegation?
In 24th, I've picked Forest Green. The main reason for this is because their manager, he went to Watford.
Yeah.
And that will be a big hit for Forest Green because they were always like a decent team in League Two, but he really took them up another level. I think they're in a bit of a mess at the moment. They lost quite a few of their really good players to championship teams, and I think
Yeah.
Bradford have got, not Bradford, Barnsley have got picked up one of them. They're going to be reliant on David Davies at centre defensive mid when he should only really be a bench quality player in League One, and also is injury prone. And I don't know. I don't know if the new manager at Forest Green is up for it. I think he's Rob Edwards' his old assistant or something like that. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's Notts, the ex Notts manager who divided opinion for Notts County, and I don't think he was too good in Notts County because let's be honest, if you're managing Notts County, your aim is to get them up, and he didn't. So there's question marks over him, and I think there'll be question marks throughout Forest Green's season.
Yes. So if you look at my 24 team, I've gone for Cheltenham. I think this is a team that, they've signed some good players, but losing the manager is, it's the turning point. It's Michael Duff, hasn't he? And he's gone off to Barnsley to try and get them back up. But I think he was the main reason why they did so well last year. Looking at the signings, there's nobody, it really stands out to me. They've signed players from teams like Halifax and Gillingham and some more under 23 players. But yeah, I have to say, I think it's not going to be Cheltenham's year.
Yeah, that's the reason why I put them at 23rd. I think they will go down. I think second season syndrome is a real thing. And when I saw them last season, they didn't impress me at all. Yeah, I don't know how they finished that high when they really didn't play that well whenever I saw them. They've kept Alfie May, which is the main thing, but I don't think you can rely on him to keep them up again.
Yeah, when you look at the team, it's not a team where you think and you look through and go, he's quality, he's quality, he's quality. It's more of a they've got one or two like Alfie May, and with a change of manager as well, it's not for me this year for them.
No, I don't think so.
23rd for me, Forest Green. I've gone for same as
Oh,
you,
nice.
24th.
Yeah.
So a little swap there for us. Same reasons. I think losing the manager and then you've lost your right and left back who were so influential in this team. So it was Kane Wilson who's gone to Bristol City, Nicky Cadden who's gone to Barnsley. You've still got holding on to players like Jamal Mata up top, but apart from that, it's a big step up League Two to League One, and you've got to be on it. And I don't think they will be without the manager.
My 22nd is Morecambe. I think they've
Yeah.
got a pretty good manager now with is it Adams at the moment? Yeah, and I know they've never been relegated, but again, I look at their squad and I think that should probably be relegated to League Two. Apart from Stockton, who basically did save them single-handedly last season,
Yeah.
because he scored 20 odd goals by himself. He was the only standout player for Morecambe last season. And I think, I don't really think, again, he can't do it again. Surely he can't do it again.
I've actually gone for Morecambe as well at 22nd.
Oh,
I
we're good at
think
this.
we are good at this. They made some interesting signing, like getting Rawson from Mansfield. I think he's a player who's been stuck in League Two. He was at Forest Green a couple of seasons ago. I think he's a great signing, centre back, and he deserves a chance in League One. But then again, he's not really the signing that you need to be pushing up the table. So yeah, Morecambe. So well, who's your 21st?
23rd, first. It was a tricky one, really. I did this yesterday. And it's Port Vale.
Right, I'll
Port
tell
Vale is
you.
my 21st team.
Let me stop you there. Let
And
me stop you there. My 21st team's Port Vale.
oh, nice,
Let's
excellent. Yes.
run through it.
Basically, when I did it yesterday, they hadn't made any signings and only had 17 senior pros at the club.
Yeah.
They also did their squad does not feel like it can. Well, it feels a bit worse off than like the Fleetwoods, Cambridge, and like Exeter, the three teams that they should really be trying to get above. I know there's a lot of positivity at the club at the moment. Their away kit looks really nice, and they've sold over 6,000 season tickets. But I really don't think it'll be enough for them to stay up. Maybe. I'll get proved wrong about that, and people from work will laugh at me. But no, I think the game against Fleetwood first up will be a big test for their safety aims. If they don't show anything against Fleetwood, then I like really seriously worry for them.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same reasons you've said there. They've been very quiet until today, which has made me have second thoughts before we started this. But they've signed Gavin Macey, to be fair, from Wigan. I think he's a well experienced player at this league, signing from the champions of last season. But yeah, as you said, it's going to be really tough, and they need to. It's that Fleetwood game, isn't it? If they can beat Fleetwood, then that proves that they're doing really well and these new signings are working. But like you said, and as we said earlier, signing all these new players, you need them all to click and work together from the get-go. And if it doesn't happen, they'll be playing catch-up all year.
Yeah, they will be. Yeah. And they've signed a really good player from Stoke as well, which is odd, very odd that they signed a player from Stoke. I think he was playing at Mansfield last season. I might be wrong. He's a
Okay.
midfielder, I forgot his name. But yeah, Stoke fans are a bit surprised that they let him go to Port Vale.
Right, should we move on to the playoffs?
Yes, I think we should. My sixth place is Wickham. I know you don't like them, Harry. Yeah, you can't really get past the Gareth Ainsworth factor for them. I think
Yeah.
obviously Stockdale will be a huge loss for Wickham. But with I think they brought in Dimitri, is it Dimitri Meller from Man United?
Yes, it
Or
is
something
striker.
like that. Yeah, I think he should be a player for to keep out for to keep an eye out for. And I think their squad is basically the same as last season. I mean, Jacobson signed a new deal. He's a massive player for them. So I think it's going to be more of the same for Wickham.
So for Wickham, for me, they haven't made it into my playoffs. The only reason I'm saying that
Because
is
you're
I think they're a
sour.
great team. I know it's not I'm sour. I am sour, but it's not that. It's I think Gareth Ainsworth's amazing and he'll do well. And I've got them in at around eighth at the moment in my prediction. But my only problem with them is how old their squad is. They've got quite an aging squad, and I feel like that's going to be a key factor towards the end of the season because you've got because there's going to be a lot of games, close together, and I feel like the fitness isn't going to be there. And also, they've lost Stockdale, the goalkeeper, who is he's gone to Sheffield Wednesday.
I still
But
think they'll make it, I think.
so my sixth place, I've gone for Plymouth, actually. I think they were hard done by last year, losing 5-0 to MK Dons on the last day, not to get into the playoffs. Tough day for them. But anyway, they've had some class signings to add to what they've already got. So you've got Barley Mumba from Norwich, they've got Matt Butcher coming across from Accrington, and they've got Finn Azaz. He's coming on loan from Villa. He had a very good season last year in League Two at Newport. So it's a right
He
step up
did.
now for them to League One. So I think from what they already had, good strikers, good core team to be fair, I think they could hold on to six. They were sort of the shock team last year for me. At the start of the season, I didn't really think Plymouth were going to be around the playoffs the way they did.
Yeah.
So I think on
Especially when
emphasis,
Ryan Lowe went too,
yeah.
he thought they might drop off, but they didn't.
No, they managed to hold on. So I think I can't wait to see Matt Butcher, Azaz, and is it Jordan Houghton, their other midfielder? Those three put together, I think that's
Yeah.
going to be one of the strongest midfields in the league.
It looks like they might keep Kamara too because he's injured at the moment, so he can't actually move.
Yeah, that's another. He's a fantastic player at
Yeah, he
this
is.
level. So I'm going for them at six.
Yep, in fifth, I have put Oxford.
I've got
Solely
Oxford as
because.
well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. We're just really good at these League One predictions, aren't we?
Yeah,
So
easy.
basically, I've put Oxford in because surely it's time for Robinson's men to get to the playoffs. Did they get to 8th and 6th, I think?
Yeah.
8th and 6th in the last 2 seasons. I think they've obviously improved their squad, especially today with
Josh,
Joseph Murphy.
yeah, so when Carl Robinson was the manager of MK Dons, he signed Josh Murphy on loan,
Yeah.
and that was in the Championship. So bringing him down to League One, that's just silly, to be in my words, because I
Yeah.
think he's a fantastic player. He was on loan, he was at Cardiff on loan at Preston last year, and he did very well. And convincing him to come down, I think that might just be the missing piece to get a secure playoff spot for Oxford.
Yeah, they build year on year with their squad, don't they? And I think they've kept Brannigan and Matty Taylor too, which they're two standout players and what.
Yeah, I re one other thing I really like about Oxford is every year you're seeing one or two of their players moving on up into the Championship or the Premier League. So if you look at
Yeah.
Premier League at Brentford, you've got Fosu and Baptiste. We've just seen McNally go to Burnley. I
Yeah.
just think they're obviously doing something right to attract the attention. And I think Carl Robinson's got the experience in this league to get a team into the playoffs.
Yeah. My only problem with them is they've got a stadium with three stands, so
Yeah, car park behind one of the guards. It's not ideal.
bit tin pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are moving stadium or something soon, so we're trying
Yeah.
to. So
Who've
hopefully that gets resolved.
you got in fourth?
I've put Milton Keynes fourth
Okay.
because you've obviously lost key players like Darling, Parent. I think that three players are basically impossible to replace. Yeah, and I think probably be about the same. Actually, you'll probably improve on last season, to be fair, but the league this season is a lot tougher than last season. So
Yeah,
that's why I've put you fourth.
the league keeps on getting tougher and tougher. I've put Dons in three, so I'll just say that now. I'll put them in three. Fine and Darwin for me, the standout. Parrott was on loan, wasn't he? I think we're getting some great money in there, and they're doing this at the moment. We're a club that's liking to invest in young. So Twine, for example, got him from Swindon. Darling from Cambridge. They've played, and now we've sold them on for millions, and we're doing it again now. But this time, this season, we've gone over to Ireland. Signed Dara Burns. He's been termed by some Irish players as the Irish Messi. So can't wait to see what that
Yeah,
involves.
so a BTEC Messi then.
Yeah, and then Dawson Devoy as well from Bohemians. I think he's going to be a good signing. But the main signing for me is Will Grigg. I know you don't like him, but that he's at Dons. I know he hasn't had very well at Sunderland, but at Dons he's proven goals. He came back a season ago for half a season. He got 8 goals in half a season for us. And
Yeah.
obviously his first loan spell back in 2014-15, he got us up to the championship, scoring 20 over 20 goals. But yeah, I've gone for third, and I think we're going to do the same as last year. We've kept the manager, who's wanted by QPR and Huddersfield as well, actually. But
Yeah.
I think there's a lot could happen with this squad.
Who's your fourth place then?
My fourth place, I've gone for Ipswich. This is a bit of a I'm not convinced with it, if I'm being honest with you. I think this season, if they're going to do it, they should do it. They're not signing as many players, and the players they're bringing in are more. It's more of an all-stars League One team, in my opinion. You know, with Freddie Ladapo, Marcus Hairless,
Yeah.
adding to what they've already got. I think they should hopefully do better than last year. I think last year was just a mess because of how many players they signed, and then they lost the manager. And I think it's the first time for this manager to got his first pre-season in. He's bringing in some good players. Today they've signed Leif Davis from Leeds, who's a very good player.
Yeah, that's really, they spent like £1 million on him though, I
Yeah.
think. It's all the only thing problem with Ipswich that I've been thinking about is all this pressure, because they are like one of the clear favourites to go up, and the
Yeah.
pressure on them players did not really do well for them last season. So I don't know. Well, I put Peterborough third anyway. I
Yeah.
think they've got an amazing squad for League One, to be fair. Marriott, who was linked to the Premier League like 2 seasons ago. He's going to rip it up in League One. As again, Clark Harris, he scored 30-odd goals last season. Well, last time he was in
Yeah.
League One. So I think you can't really go past them for like one of the promotion favourites, really. And they didn't do too badly in the Championship either.
No, it was always going to be tough for them because of the players that they signed in the championship. So, for example, Joe Randall and Poku, two players from League Two, Colchester and Exeter, if I'm right. They weren't really signing top end championship players. So, yeah, but yeah. So, who've you got for second?
I've got Ipswich.
You want Ipswich? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kieran McKenna just is proved to be, well, he's shown that he can be a great manager. I think they were the most informed team after his arrival last year. And he's really steadied the ship at Ipswich, following on from all the pulls that they had, Paul Lambert, Paul Cook, Paul Hurst. So yeah, I think Wes Burns is a great player, and I think he will really kick on this season. I think it could be Connor Chapman's breakout season this season, I think.
He's the sort of player where I thought when they bought him last year, he was going to be untouchable and be one of the best players in the league. He didn't really show that. So I'm hoping that after a season, he's settled in and he can really show what he's about.
Yeah, and I think Harness is a really good addition too. And it also weakens another promotion candidate. And you really say that with Portsmouth, I don't know. But yeah, I think they've done really well since Kieran McKenna's come in, which is why I put them second.
So for me, for second, I've gone for Sheffield Wednesday. I think with the squad that they had last year, they probably should have got promoted. But then again, They were on the way down, weren't they, from the championship. So I think this year's the one where they'll do it. Signing Matt Smith and Ihiekwe from Rotherham, two players who were key players in the Rotherham promotion last season. They've got Famuoyo from who was on loan at Charlton last year from Norwich. They've got Backinson from Bristol City, another younger player. So they've sort of, and sorry, Will Volks as well from Cardiff. So they've sort of added to what they already had. They haven't had too many shock departures. I'd say maybe Che Dunk, who's gone to Shrewsbury, but I know you're excited about that one. But apart from that, I think, they're going to have a great squad, and I think they're going to really push for the automatics.
Yeah, that is why I put them first.
You
I
put them
think
first, yeah.
they've got the standout squad in League One, I think, at the moment. I think Stockdale is an amazing addition to their already amazing squad. Barry Bannon, you saw it last year against MK Dons. He can just create magic. Smith's also a good addition for them up front. I think Gregory is a really decent striker for League One too. And I think the manager has really steadied the ship over the last like 6 months. They did really well towards the end of last season after a pretty average start, which is probably why they didn't get promoted automatically.
And then for me, first I went for Peterborough. We just talked about them. I think having Clark Harris and Jack Marriott up front is just silly in League One. How many goals are they going to get between them? And for me, yeah, as we said earlier, I just think they're a good all-round team. I know they've just been relegated, but they haven't. There's not really a lot of players like they're starting 11 who have left. They've left the team, so I just think they're going to be ones to watch along with Sheffield. Sheffield Wednesday could probably win the league as well. But I think those two teams, they've got great squads. They've both got strikers who are capable of getting the golden boot. And they've got great keepers, great defences, well set up and well run teams.
Yeah, I think we're basically in agreement for most, well, all but Plymouth, I think. But I think Plymouth will probably get seventh. So I think we
Seventh, yeah.
basically agree with all of our picks for League One. Who have you picked as your surprise this season?
I've gone for Charlton. I've put them in my prediction. I've got them down for seventh. I'm not saying they'll finish seventh. They could finish higher. I think with the team that they had last year, I think they did what it was. I don't know what went wrong there last year. If you look at the team going through it, you had McGilvery from Portsmouth, a great goalkeeper. You've got Scott Fraser, Alex Gilby, Jake Forster-Caskey, Chuck Senneke, Blackett Taylor. You've got all of these class players who, on their day, if they have a class season, you've got a team here who can really push for automatic promotion. But and I think this season they've been very clever, obviously getting the Swindon Town manager. I think that's very good. And then obviously being able to bring the Swindon Town players. So the goalkeeper Wallacott, I think he's going to add a lot. You've got Jack Payne. I think Payne should never have gone down to League Two, in my opinion. Played for the Swindon in League One. I think he's a class player and can offer a lot. They've got Stephen Cessy on now, another right back. I think they're a bit weak in the right back position. And then also Conor McGrandles, a well-experienced League One player coming across from Lincoln. It's a team that is on its day, on paper, shouldn't be finishing where they did last year.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough, really. I think I'd probably predict them to finish around 10th, to be honest with you. I think they can be a good team on the day, but last season it was very few and far between that they were really good. So,
Yeah. Who's your whiskey team?
do you want to have a guess?
Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury, yeah. I think at the moment we are probably three signings off. Probably challenging for the top half or promote, well, in best case scenario, playoffs. I think our defense is basically insane at the moment. I think we'll probably concede again one of the least amount of goals in the division. I think Tom Bayliss is a really good addition. So is Jordan Shipley. Them two should probably be playing in the championship. And if Steve Cotchell gets it right and doesn't snap at the media and stuff, I think that they can achieve something. I think optimistically, I think probably eighth is optimistic, but Probably 10th to 12th is probably realistic for this team if we get a couple more signings in.
Yeah, for me, you're looking at Shrewsbury, you've got some class signings, but I see you as in, you're in a transition stage at the moment. So you're finishing a bit lower down. You've had a big clear out and bringing in players like Shipley, Bayliss, Dunkley, Da Costa, all of these are championship players on their day. So I think bringing them in now, this season I've got you predicted for about ninth, but I think you're building for the season after. So you're in that transition now. You're going to build the squad. Your Cottrell's going to get them playing how he wants them to play. And then I think, not this season, the season after, that's going to be your year.
Yeah, they've all got pretty long deals too, which is a bit of a outlier for Shrewsbury because we've always been giving like 1 year deals out for everyone. The one to watch in our squad really is Tom Bloxham. He's 6'4" or 5", and he's 18. He showed glimpses last season of being a really good footballer, a really good striker. And he's going to make us loads of money in the future.
Right. So that's League One done and dusted. Let's move on now up towards the Championship. Now, this is where it starts to get fully interesting with the prospect of going up to the Premier League.
Yeah, amazing opportunity of getting relegated to League One, the best league in the world.
So who have you got in your relegation zone? So 24?
Shall we say our 24th together, because
We
I
can.
reckon we've got, I reckon we've got the same 24th
We could,
place.
this could go wrong. You are aware this could go very wrong.
I'm pretty confident that we've got the same because it's very obvious.
3, 2, 1.
Reading.
Rotherham. No, it's different.
Oh no.
Can't
Oh no.
put that in. Take that out the edit.
24th, I put Reading because they are the worst club in the Championship at the moment. They've lost their star players in Josh Lloren and Bilal Swift.
Swift is one, yeah.
They were the two standout players for them last season. They're also managed by Paul Ince, who's signed his own son, Tom Ince, who on his day can be a Championship player. However, them days are numbered really at the moment. Lucas Joao, their striker and I think top scorer last season, looks to have had a bad injury in pre-season. The only shining light for them is Tyrese Fawner. I think Forest Loney, he can do really well. He takes a couple of games to get warm, but in them couple of games, you'll really see Reading struggle, and I think that will continue for the rest of the season because they look like they're doomed basically. And I think Paul Ince has already told his players that basically it's them versus us. They're the favourites to go down, and I think they will go down.
Yeah, I've got them in at 23rd. And if it wasn't for Derby's point deductions, they would all be relegated to League One this year. My 24th, I went for Rotherham. It's a bit of a sort of standouty. It's me being a bit bold, I think, putting them rock bottom. But my main reasons is because they've lost Ladapo, they've lost Smith, who were their main goal scorers last year, and they've signed Connor Washington from Charlton.
He
And
didn't
for
really stand
me,
out last season either.
he didn't stand out in League One, so I don't want to be mean, but I can't see him doing it for Rotherham in the Championship. And along with those lines, they haven't really signed a lot of quality. They've been in the market for a lot of defenders, bringing Peter Kyoso along from Luton, Bramall from Lincoln. So these are good players, but they're a team that plays five. They played five at the back last year, if I'm correct in saying that.
Most teams
And
do really.
they had two in midfield, but their main goal strikers not bringing in any more midfielders. They haven't got a lot of midfielders in their squad. I think this could be costly if they get a few injuries. And but then again, bringing it back to Connor Washington, sorry, I don't think he's going to do it. And if you haven't got a player in this league to score the goals, it's not
He's
looking good.
screwed. Yeah, that's why they are 23rd for me. I think they're just going to
23rd.
become the Championship League One equivalent of Norwich and Fulham, really. I think
Yeah.
they are too good for League One, but too really bad for the Championship. And they just don't have the budget for it. And I don't think they ever will because Rotherham isn't growing as a club and it isn't decreasing either. So Paul Warne's got a really tough challenge on his hand again. He's I think gone down twice now.
Yeah.
Third time this year.
So,
Yeah, it's going to be a tough season for them.
22nd then. Who have you got?
Ooh, I think this one is another obvious one. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, the club is in a terrible state at the moment. The stadium is half decaying, and if other clubs didn't have points deductions last season, then Birmingham would have definitely been in that relegation battle. It may get even worse for them, as they will have to keep Sam Cosgrove on the bench, as nobody will take him on loan, as he was so bad for Shrewsbury, and he couldn't score any goals for Wimbledon. He scored one screamer, and that was it. So they paid 2 million for him too, so that's a waste of money.
I remember they signed him from Aberdeen, and everybody thought he was going to be the next best thing, you know, because
Yeah.
he's scoring all the goals in the championship, and he's never got going.
No, they've just got a box. They've got a League One standard squad as well, I think. There's been no injection of cash, and I don't think that's going to come anytime soon. So I think the bottom three is pretty much set for me.
Yeah, so the only other team maybe around there for me, Wigan, but then again, they're another team who I see have got an all-star League One team. You know, so how many players
Yeah.
did they sign last year? They've got the dream strikers of Humphreys, White, if he hopefully gets back playing, and
Yeah. Lang.
Lang, McGuinness. So they've got,
And they've got
and
Will Keane too.
Wilkie. So they've got all these class players, but they haven't really made any signings this year. So
Right.
that's me, just me maybe throwing them in there thinking they're good in League One, but how will they get on in
Yeah.
Championship?
I think they'll struggle next season, but not that badly.
Yeah. So they're for me, they're between, they could, in my realistic eyes, I can see them finishing between 22nd up to about 17th.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Right, playoffs. Run me through your playoffs.
Playoffs. At sixth, I put Middlesbrough. I think that their attack is now more balanced with Ryan Giles coming in from Wolverhampton. I think he's excelled at every single loan club he's been to. Zach Stefan should also be a welcome arrival for Chris Wilder. And it's just the Chris Wilder factor as well. Into he's probably one of the best managers in the country. But he definitely should be managing in the Premier League. And I think that he's kept most of his team together from last season. And I think they should have gone, well, they should have got playoffs last season. I think they definitely will this season.
So my sixth position is, it's either West Brom or Huddersfield for me. It's I couldn't decide. I really couldn't decide. I think Huddersfield are a good team, but they've lost the manager, and they've lost Toffolo and O'Brien, and I think that's going to play a massive factor. Yes, they're making some good signings, but
Yeah.
I think it, losing the manager, I think that's just going to have a massive impact on this squad, from what I understand.
Okay. Because he only
And
left a couple of weeks ago, I did see.
he's only left a couple of weeks ago, and then also losing Toffolo and O'Brien too. I know they both went to Forest, but two
Yeah.
key players in the squad. And then that's why I thought West Brom could maybe push up into sixth. But my only doubt with West Brom is that they've lost Sam Johnstone, the goalkeeper, and I think he's been their best player for a number of seasons.
Yeah, he's really good.
We've got in the England team, didn't he? So that's my only
Yeah.
doubt with them. So that's why I can't really decide between, because they've both sort of got the positives and the negatives weighing out for me in my mind.
Yeah, I think that you should probably be safe and put West Brom in sixth. I think that's probably the safer way to
The
go.
safest. And then West Brom have signed Swift from Reading as well, which is another good
Yeah, that's a
signing.
really good signing. And
And
that okay guy.
yeah, and Jed Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah. So for fifth, I've put Watford. I think
Watford, yeah.
they should really be challenging top three or top two. However, it came out last season that they had a really fractured dressing room, and the man, Rob Edwards, might be a bit out of his depth dealing with this sort of like hostile dressing room. They've still got really good players, but like João Pedro is still there, and who's the other one? Yeah, Dennis as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think they will do really well. However, I think that Edwards will probably get sacked in the first couple of months if they don't get off to a flyer. And the big loss of every single thing that's happened in the world of football. I think this could be the biggest loss, and it's the loss of Ben Foster in goal. I think he's added so much to the football club in the last couple of years. And he's just going to be a tremendous loss for Watford.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with that. I've put Watford in at third. I think, yeah, I've got the set because they've held on to these class players. I just think that bit of extra bit of quality to already good squads is just going to push them up the playoffs higher. But my fifth is Preston, actually. I think we're well into the Ryan Lowe era now. I think that, you know, they've had, this is his first pre-season with them. He's had a massive clear out. He's got rid of all the players he doesn't want. And some of the signings he's made, so, you know, Brady from Bournemouth, Ben Woodburn from Liverpool, Woodman from Newcastle, the goalkeeper on loan, Troy Parrott as well from Tottenham.
Yesterday was it?
Yeah, so I just think they're bringing all of these class players in who are just under Ryan Lowe. I think Ryan Lowe's a fantastic manager. What he did at Plymouth was unbelievable. So I think fifth place for Preston this year, and I think that's, well, I'm hoping that's going to be pretty certain.
I'm not overly confident with Preston challenging for top six, but
Yeah.
yeah. I've put my wild card in fourth. This might surprise people, but Coventry, I've
Coventry.
put for coming fourth. They've still got O'Hare and a couple of their big name signings. I don't think they really lost any massive players. I think they've got a solid core of players. I think Mark Robbins is an excellent manager and has promoted them twice already. I think they've got an amazing attacker in. I don't really want to pronounce it because I'll get it wrong, but it's Gyökeres. But I think he scored like 15 to 18 goals last season. I think he'll be looking for 20 goals this season because he's a real talent, and I think he'll really put them on a really good trajectory to reach the playoffs.
Yeah, so I really like Coventry. They're not in my playoffs, but I put them in eighth because I think what they're building, they're always, this is a team that was in League One not so long ago, and they're
League
building their way
Two,
up
3 years ago,
League
4 years
3 years
ago.
ago. Yeah, and they're building their way up now at the Championship. You know, this season they've signed Panzo and Doyle in defence. You know, two of the building strong defence. My only worry is O'Hare. If another team does come in for him, I think he's sort of the turning point for him because of how many contributions he does per season.
Yeah, he's a really good player. I think he's one of the championship standout players, really, for me.
My fourth place, I've gone for Sheffield United. I think they already had a good team when they came down from the Premier League. They've held on to a lot of these players. So you've got, for example, Boggle at right back. I think he's unreal. You have Max Lowe coming back now. I wonder if he can make his way into the team. And then I just think they're a good team. And I don't think they should be messing about. I think if the manager can get them going well. I'm trying to see if they've made any good signings, actually. Yeah, that was it. Doyle. They brought Doyle in to replace Gibbs White, who I think Manchester City, I think he's a class player and I think he's going to do really well. So I haven't really got much to say about them. I just think they're playoff.
More of the same. I put them in third. I think they've got a really talented squad. I think the decision to employ Heckenbottom has really paid off. I
Yeah.
think they've got Premier League and Championship experience throughout the squad. They've got Kieran Clarke as well from Newcastle, I think. And I've
Yeah.
no clue how they've kept Xander Birch because I think he is a Premier League player
Yeah,
and he
definitely.
could be crucial for their promotion push, really. Second, I've put Burnley.
I've got Burnley as well.
I've put Burnley. They look very good going forward. I think Vincent Kompany has overhauled the style of play with Burnley. I think they've gone for like a more tiki-taka kind of play, and they probably need to be really good in the Championship. I think Barnes is a decent striker for this division. Rodriguez is also an amazing striker for this division, and I
Yeah.
also think Scott Twine could potentially become the championship player of the season. He's
Oh
just
my
too
God.
good.
Yes, he
He's just too
is.
good. Oh, and they've got Mattsson or Mattsson from
Matson from
Chelsea.
Chelsea, England. And
That's a really good signing.
the links with Manchester City paying off with Harwood Bellis coming in as well, for example, at centre back. I think, yeah, I think the team in second. What I really love is though how he's using the leagues. He's not just going out and trying to buy, let's loan all the Man City players in, for example. He's getting Twine from League One, McNally from League One, a few links across from Belgium where he was manager before. So I think, Scott Twine, I think he's, I'm a bit biased because I'm an MK Dons fan, over 30 goal contribution in last year in League One. I think he's unreal, unbelievable player. I want to see how he fits into this team because, they've held on to Cornet and,
Yeah, and McNeil too at the
and
moment.
McNeil. So having all of the, he's got a lot of options. So it's difficult headaches coming up, for team selections.
Yeah.
First place.
I think there's only one team left, isn't there, really? And it's a bit
Yeah.
boring. It's very boring.
It is very boring.
Very boring. It's Norwich, too.
Yeah, it has to be. Has to be.
Yeah, you've got Pukki, who probably should grab 20 to 30 goals. Krul's probably going to be the best goalkeeper in the league too. They're just too good for the championship every single season, and
It's
it's
just
just getting really boring. It's really boring.
it's literally they're just the opposite team to Fulham, though, aren't they? They've got a
Yeah.
striker up top who's going to score 20, 30 goals, and they're just bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, George Bowen won't be happy with us telling saying negative things about Norwich, but
I think as a Norwich fan, though, it's you go for one season of heartache at the bottom of the Premier League, losing every game of the season.
yeah.
And then the next, but then you all the Norwich fans, they're guaranteed to have an amazing season the year after winning the
Yeah.
championship. So
Yeah.
I think the standout signing for them for me at the moment is Hayden as well, coming in on loan from Newcastle. I think he'll add something in this league. I would like to see him play. And I think, I just, there's not really much to say about them. They've got a good striker, a good manager. They're going to win the league.
Yeah, probably. So that really wraps it up for our predictions. Apart from one final prediction of the surprise of the championship.
Surprise of the championship.
Have you got
Okay.
one?
I do have one. Do you have one?
Yeah, I already said Coventry, didn't I? Having the
Yeah.
they'll do really well this season. I fancy Bristol City too.
Yeah.
They scored one of the most goals last season, and I figure they just be good at the back with, especially with Naismith coming in, then they should be pretty solid next season.
Yeah, my surprise, I'm going for Luton Town. They should be pushing into the playoffs. And the reason they're my standout team is because they're a team that's not buying multi-million-pound players from the
Yeah.
lower end of the Premier League. Like, for example, their striker, Adebayo, he was at Walsall, and then they've signed Carlton Morris and Woodrow from Barnsley, relegated team to League One. I just think, Mendes Gomez as well, formerly of Atletico Madrid, but they signed him from Morecambe. I think they're just doing good deals, good business. And they're a well-run team, and Nathan Jones is
Yeah.
probably one of the best managers in the league. And there's no reason why this year they can't get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that really wraps it up then for the 72 predictions, really. But I've enjoyed this, and I'm really looking forward to doing it every week.
Yeah.
I really like the EFL. I think it's probably the three best leagues.
Especially with the teams in League One this year, it's
Yeah.
showing, and in my opinion, we're starting to see money filter down the pyramid from the Premier
Yeah.
League. So you get more big money deals happening, which is making it a bit more competitive lower down.
Yeah, and I hope League Two can really be really exciting this season. I think it has some potential too. Yeah, I'm really interested and really excited to see where this season goes, especially as a Shrewsbury fan, because this is like the most excited I've been for a season in a long time.
Well, we'll leave it there. We'll wrap it up there. Please stay tuned over the next few weeks, over the year. I'm sure we'll get better at this podcast stuff.
Yeah,
But
hopefully.
so, yeah, I've been Harry. It's Luke.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.